This morning on WCHL, many changes have taken place in the oversight of Title IX at Carolina.
It's been an incredibly deep learning curve to understand all the procedures and processes at the university.
Chapel Hill's mayor says it will be a year and a half until the town decides what to do with its trash.
The staff really wants this decision made. There are ongoing conversations with Orange County, with Carrboro, and with the city of Durham.
And with the real estate for parking getting smaller in Carrboro, the fight is growing larger. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill, Carrboro traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the young UNC women's basketball team couldn't rebound from its midweek loss and dropped its third ACC matchup yesterday to Miami. Plus, baseball season is just around the corner, and
as I'm watching the game Saturday, I say to myself, we're so lucky that state sucks.
And there was quite a Super Bowl last night, or was it? That's this morning, coming up on WCHL's Morning News.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 at WCHL. It's a little bit rainy out there this morning. A little light rain coming down right now. Our high today in the upper 50s. Chance of rain is 90% all day. So take along an umbrella, jacket, hat, something this morning. And you may be waking up a little late this morning and a little tired after staying up last night and watching the Super Bowl. It turned out to be a blowout. Seattle Seahawks 43, Denver Broncos 8. Russell Wilson tossed a pair of touchdown passes. Seahawks capitalized on a whole bunch of Broncos mistakes and a stunningly easy win for Seattle last night. But we'll talk about that coming up on WCHL Championship Sports in just a few minutes here. In his first month as the UNC's new Title IX compliance coordinator, Howard Collum has taken on the challenge of heading up an expanding department charged with monitoring sexual harassment cases on the UNC campus. This coming at a time when the pressure in and on UNC leaders to make changes and reform current policies due to past controversy involving the handling of sexual assault cases. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
It's been an incredibly deep learning curve to understand all the procedures and processes at the university and just get a sense of the culture here.
That's Callum. Sexual assault on college campuses is currently an important topic, not only in Chapel Hill, but across our state and even in Washington, D.C. President Barack Obama recently announced the creation of a national task force to combat sexual assault, particularly on college campuses. Prior to assuming the position at UNC in January, Callum worked as chief regional attorney of the District of Columbia Enforcement Office for the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights. UNC's Title IX office is expanding in 2014 with Callum and the most recent hire, Hillary Delbridge, the new Title IX public communications specialist, coming on board. The Title IX office is in the process of filling two additional positions, another case investigator and a program coordinator to help with training.
And I have to say that it's quite unusual for a university to devote the level of resources to this issue, which is why I took the job. Most colleges will have a Title IX coordinator. They're required to do so by Title IX, but it's often somebody who's an assistant athletic coach, or they might be in the human resources department, and it's the second or third responsibility for them.
Since the spring of 2013, UNC's Title IX task force has been working to address student-on-student sexual misconduct. The 22-member task force is broadly based and includes students, faculty, and staff members who specialize in this area. Chair of the task force, Christy Hurt, served as interim Title IX coordinator and is also the director of the Carolina Women's Center. Callum, who has been to two task force meetings, said he is benefiting from the work that Hurt has already done. Callum said the task force is taking its time to develop a complaint process that is tailored to the needs and concerns of students rather than just to administration.
The goal is to come up with a policy that the community will buy into, and the way to do that is to have input from the various segments of the community in building the policy from the very start. I think all those have the building blocks, certainly, to develop a process here and change the culture in a way that could be very interesting and unique in the country.
Callum said that there has been frustration expressed on campus about the progress of the task force, with some members of the UNC community wanting to see the results of its work sooner. Callum explained that there are still issues that need to be addressed. Once the policy has been rewritten, it will be presented for campus community feedback and then will go before the administration for final review. Callum did not have an anticipated completion date for the work of the task force.
There are lots of pieces already here that are addressing the issue. My challenge is to knit them together into a comprehensive approach and help identify any gaps and areas where we can improve.
The task force is also trying to ensure compliance with the UNC system's statewide reforms. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:11. More news in just a moment.
I like those little candy hearts with sweet Valentine's sayings like be mine and cutie pie. But for me, nothing says I love you like a Massage Envy spa gift card.
And for me, all the cutie pie stuff is fun, but I'd rather just have a massage from Massage Envy Spa. Right now, save big on gift cards. Buy one, get one half off. It's a great deal. Buy one gift card, get one half off. Not valid online, but visit locations in Eastgate and South Point. Massage Envy Spa, 1-800-944-ENVY.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
It takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System. WCHL News Time is 6:13. In more news this morning, Chapel Hill Town Council has big choices to make in the next couple of years. This weekend, council members sat down to hash out new policy goals that align with the town's comprehensive plan. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The Chapel Hill Town Council met with the town's senior management team this weekend to prioritize policy goals based on the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Plan. Council members agreed on the need for more affordable housing, new youth initiatives, a sustainable funding model for Chapel Hill Transit, and a long-term solid waste solution. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt said within 18 months, the council will be ready to decide what to do with the town's trash.
The staff really wants this decision made. There are ongoing conversations with Orange County, with Carrboro, and with the city of Durham about how we can cooperate. Now, maybe all those jurisdictions don't come together, but there's some secret match of jurisdictions that can come together to provide those solutions. Don't know what that's going to be yet.
Currently, the town pays to haul trash to Durham since the Orange County landfill has closed. But staffers say Chapel Hill should explore the possibility of building and operating its own waste transfer station on town-owned land. One of the biggest challenges facing the town in the years ahead is the need to replace or upgrade town facilities and infrastructure. Business Management Director Ken Penoyer laid out more than $100 million in capital needs to be financed over the next two decades, including a new police station, four new fire stations, and completion of the Parks Master Plan.
We have a fairly significant wish list and needs list, mostly needs list, of projects that we need to accomplish within the next 20 years. So balancing that is a difficult challenge.
The council will consider planning for a $20 million bond referendum to go on the ballot in 2017. In addition, the council discussed the need for increased economic development, enhanced code enforcement, and a town-wide stormwater master plan. The new council goals will guide the town manager as they craft next year's spending plan. Budget negotiations will begin later this spring. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And Carrboro Town officials met all day last Friday with local business people and other concerned citizens to find at least some short-term solutions to Carrboro's public parking shortage. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
We all need parking. We all need to share.
That's Cliff Collins, owner of Cliff's Meat Market in Carrboro for more than 40 years. Collins was one of several business owners that attended at least one of three parking summit sessions at the Century Center on Friday. The focus was on employee parking. After one session, Alderman Michelle Johnson said she heard a lot of citizens complain that the parking downtown is barely adequate for people working there. She said that's a potential turnoff to people who'd like to shop and dine there.
The biggest concern is if employees are taking up parking.
Nathan Million, manager of Carr Mill Mall, attended all three sessions. Million said he liked a lot of the ideas he heard Friday, including shared spaces, park and ride lots, and the use of shuttles. He also thinks the days of free parking in Carrboro may be finished.
I think all the ideas are really good and viable. I think it's probably going to take a combination of all of them, but there's a cost involved in it. That's one of the reasons I said I don't see any other way around having to go to paid parking.
Economic and Community Development Director Annette Stone was a moderator at the summit. She said it may be time for the small town of Carrboro to view parking more like the people in Raleigh and Durham see it.
Folks who are routinely used to parking at a deck somewhere downtown Raleigh and walking a block, several blocks to get to where they need to be. So it's just the growing pains of a vibrant downtown like we have.
Stone said the town will look over all of the suggestions presented on Friday and come up with a presentation soon for the Board of Aldermen. For more on parking in Carrboro, you can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL, a story on out-of-state tuition at Carolina, and WCHL championship sports coming up in just a couple of minutes here. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods. Well, traffic not happening so far. It is a little bit wet out there this morning. We've had a little light rain overnight and expecting to have more later on in the day. 90% chance of it, so the road's likely to be a little bit slick today. Visibility not great. Just please be careful out there. Rand Northam will have your next traffic report coming up in about a half hour on WCHL. Here, Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, presented by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. Online at glassfullcarboro.com. It is 54 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning and wet. Showers, high today in the upper 50s. Chance of rain is 90%. And again, we have a little light rain coming down right now. Tonight, partly cloudy and then becoming mostly cloudy after midnight. Our overnight low in the low 30s tonight. And then tomorrow, we're looking at more rain and drizzle, likely 70% chance of it. And cooler temperatures tomorrow. Highs tomorrow only in the upper 30s. So we're going to rise from the low 30s to the upper 30s tomorrow morning. And it's going to pretty much stay there. Right now, a lot warmer than that, as I said, 54 degrees at WCHL. And WCHL championship sports time. We'll talk a little football action. We'll get to Carolina basketball in just a moment, but let's talk about the Super Bowl. Did you watch last night? The blowout Super Bowl made a return on Sunday. Seattle Seahawks defeated the Denver Broncos 43-8. Russell Wilson tossed a pair of touchdown passes. The Seahawks were able to capitalize on a whole bunch of Broncos mistakes in a stunningly easy victory. 12 seconds into the game, Seahawks scored on a safety. 12 seconds into the second half, Percy Harvin crossed the goal line to cap an 87-yard kickoff return. In the most lopsided Super Bowl in 21 years, the Seahawks breezed to their first NFL championship since entering the league as a 2-12 expansion team in 1976. It's Seattle's first major sports championship since the old NBA Supersonics won it all way back in 1979. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson tossed a pair of touchdown passes and directing an efficient Seattle offense that scored three touchdowns directly off Denver mistakes. The Seahawks scored touchdowns running and receiving, returning a kickoff and also with an interception return, as well as two field goals and that safety to start the game. And the Seahawks defense was suffocating yesterday, as it normally is. NFC teams now have won five of the last seven Super Bowls. And again, the score yesterday, Seattle over Denver, 43-8. So congratulations to all the Seahawks fans in the audience this morning. The number six UNC women's basketball team couldn't bounce back from its loss to Syracuse, dropping its third ACC meeting 83-80 to Miami on Sunday afternoon. WCHL's Rand Northam has a look back at the game. And it was a game that was heard right here on WCHL.
In the early minutes, the recent loss looked to have carried over into yesterday's matchup. The Hurricanes led by 19 with 6:22 to play in the first half. However, the Tar Heels went on a 10-0 run in the final 4:01 of the first to bring the game back to single digits. Miami took the 42-36 lead into the locker room. Carolina continued that run in the second half. The Heels went on a 9-2 run out of the break until the Canes halted the streak, tying the game at 45 with a free throw. It remained close until the final minutes. Miami pulled away again with 28 seconds to play, 80-73. Scrappy defense kept Carolina in it in the final half minute, with the Heels fighting for loose balls and winning the rebounding battle. The Hurricanes hit their free throws down the stretch, though, and took the 83-80 win. Miami shot 20 points better than Carolina at 57% from the field. It also hit 82% of its foul shots compared to 52% from the stripe by UNC. With the loss, North Carolina fell to 17-6, 5-3 in the ACC. Miami improved to 13-10, 5-5. The Tar Heel women hit the road this week to face Georgia Tech on Thursday, with the Duke road game just around the corner a week from today. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other women's basketball yesterday, Kayla McBride had 23 points and 11 rebounds, and number 2 Notre Dame remained unbeaten by routing number 3 Duke 88-67 on Sunday. Blue Devils' first ACC loss at home since 2008. Jewel Lloyd scored 17 points. Lindsey Allen and Natalie Achawa had 15 apiece for the Fighting Irish. Now 21-0, 8-0 in the league play. They made it look easy in their first visit to Cameron Indoor Stadium as members of the Atlantic Coast Conference. Notre Dame never trailed, shot nearly 62%, held Duke to 39% shooting, and turned the realigned conference's anticipated game of the year into a blowout. They claim sole possession to first place in the ACC by bringing a decisive end to the Blue Devils' 42-game win streak in home conference games. Tricia Lissing had 23 points and single-handedly prevented Duke from being blown out by halftime. Duke is now 21-2, 8-1 in the Atlantic Coast Conference. And in men's basketball, of course, the Carolina men got a blowout win over North Carolina State on Saturday in the Smith Center. We'll talk more about that coming up in next hour's sportscast. And we'll also talk a little baseball next hour on WCHL. You'll hear from Coach Mike Fox as Carolina baseball is just around the corner. That and much more on the way on WCHL Championship Sports. It is 6:23. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Chapel Hill is a bike rider's town, and I love riding my bike. It's such a perfect feeling to be out there, man and machine working together, all the parts combining to accomplish something you never knew you could achieve. And that is the same idea I apply to my job. I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the source in the Triangle for your office equipment solutions. We can set you up with the best equipment and help you organize so all your moving parts can work together and achieve amazing things. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
We wager you'll have a great time helping anyone affected by cancer at Cornucopia's Weekend of Chocolate. Join your friends Saturday, February 15th for the Chocolate 5K on UNC's campus. Then feast your eyes on decadent desserts and one-of-a-kind auction items at a chocolate affair on Sunday, February 16th at the Chapel Hill Sheraton. It's about hope, support, promise, and all the chocolate you can eat. Call Cornucopia for more information at 401-9333. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Cornucopia.
6:25.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Last year was the driest on record in California, and it hasn't let up. The effects of the drought are being felt in the state's multi-billion-dollar wine industry, says our CBS News colleague Carter Evans.
High in the hills above Napa Valley, Cane Vineyards usually looks lush in February. This winter, it's exactly the opposite.
Dry, 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 dry.
Vineyard manager Ashley Bennett has worked the fields there for 16 years.
You ever seen it this bad?
I haven't. Right now, this is very scary to have everything look as brown as it does.
How much rain do you normally get?
We get about 60 inches of rain.
How much you get this year?
About 2.
The story after this. There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Walgreens knows that Medicare prescription drug plan users feel good at the corner of picking up prescriptions and saving some money. Now we want to help you save even more. Just switch and save. This year at Walgreens, Medicare Part D customers could save with copays as low as $0 on select Part D plans. Stop in today and we'll do the rest. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
$0 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
What was the reservoir for Cane Vineyards is down to almost nothing, says Carter Evans.
It looks like a puddle in there.
Right, right. There's not enough that we could pump.
Doug Schaefer's family winery has weathered drought before, and after the last one, they built a giant reservoir.
So this was your insurance policy?
Yes.
How concerned are you that we're actually walking on the bed of your reservoir right now?
I'm very concerned.
How full should it normally be this time of year?
We would be underwater.
If there's no more rain, Schaefer's Vineyard will have to survive on wells and recycled water.
We get very creative in what we can do. We will have grapes this year. We will make wine this year. There's just going to be less of it.
Perhaps a lot less. But in a strange twist, Schaefer says fewer grapes may also mean a better quality vintage.
So they could charge more for it. That's the only ray of sunshine in this. A silver lining, Carter?
It may be a silver lining, but vendors in California's wine country would much rather see dark clouds.
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at February as the off-season for real estate, as a time when nothing is really going on.
As in sports, it's what you do in the off-season that can make or break you. At Franklin Street, we're already helping our clients get ready.
And as any of our agents will tell you, that season starts in the winter, not in March.
No kidding. If you're going to sell your house this spring, you don't want to wait till spring to do all the things that might need doing to get the best price for your home.
At Franklin Street, while not certified feng shui specialists, we do know how to make your home look its best.
We'll get whatever you need, painters, carpenters, landscapers, or just strong backs, and storage units to hide that 30-year-old recliner that no one really needs to see.
You're talking about a chair, right?
Yeah, Sammy. Look, we could go on and on about what our agents do best. Why not go to our website at franklinstreetrealty.com and see what and who we have to offer?
Or call Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174.
Why would you call anyone else?
7.5 million Americans live with the visible signs of psoriasis every day. However, there's finally an answer. X-Track Laser Therapy at Central Dermatology Center. With an average of 8 to 10 safe and pain-free treatments, patients have experienced meaningful clearance. It is FDA approved and it is accepted by all major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. So if you want to live clear and live free, X-Track Therapy is now available at Central Dermatology Center just off East 54 in Chapel Hill. Find out more at centralderm.net.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Hair Expressions. It's half off. Hair care services at the salon on West Rosemary Street. Get highlights, a shampoo, and style for only $25, or a shampoo, cut, and style for only $20. And spend only $15 for a men's shampoo, cut, and style. Carol Spangler has been creating hairstyles for over 17 years and says she keeps caring until the client says it's right. It's half off from Hair Expressions. It's available for limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by the Pita Grill, locally and family-owned. Pita Grill's Egyptian influence on Mediterranean cuisine creates a taste you will crave. Located in Timberline Shopping Center, the new Pita Grill is perfect for lunch or dinner and is open 7 days a week. It is 54 degrees right now. Showers likely today, 90% chance of rain. High today in the upper 50s, so relatively mild day, but the temperature's not going to really change very much from where we are right now. We're already in the 50s. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and then becoming mostly cloudy after midnight. Our overnight low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, we're looking at rain and drizzle, likely 70% chance of it all day. Much cooler temperatures. Highs tomorrow only in the upper 30s, so big change on the way. Low tomorrow night in the upper 30s. The temperature's going to stay steady. And we'll have an 80% chance of rain and or drizzle coming tomorrow night. So actually, pretty nice day today.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Dave Barrett. Actor Philip Seymour Hoffman has died in New York City.
We are not helpless. And we are on a journey that risks the dark. If you don't mind, a good night to you.
That's from The Master. Hoffman, an Oscar winner, was found with a needle in his arm at his apartment.
I'm Tom Foti. Philip Seymour Hoffman was one of the most wide-ranging actors of his time. His Best Actor Oscar came in 2005 for his memorable recreation of a legendary character of literature and self-promotion.
This is my work. And when you want to tell me what I need to hear, you let me know.
I think they'll remember Capote, of course, his most famous role, but his versatility as a leading man, as a character actor, in supporting roles. He could do just about anything an actor was called on to do.
Film critic Jeffrey Lyons.
Hoffman was also starring in Boogie Nights.
I'm out of my head. I'm really wasted.
No official cause of death yet. A drug overdose is suspected. CBS News Special Report. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What a loss, 6:32 at WCHL. And I said a moment ago it was going to be a nice day today. It will be a nice day today as far as the temperature is concerned, but we have 9 chances out of 10 we're going to be wet today. In his first month as the UNC's new Title IX compliance coordinator, Howard Collum has taken on the challenge of heading up an expanding department charged with monitoring sexual harassment cases on the UNC campus. This coming at a time when the pressure is on UNC leaders to make changes and reform current policies due to past controversy involving the handling of sexual assault cases in Carolina. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
It's been an incredibly steep learning curve to understand all the procedures and processes at the university and just get a sense of the culture here.
That's Callum. Sexual assault on college campuses is currently an important topic, not only in Chapel Hill, but across our state, and even in Washington, D.C. President Barack Obama recently announced the creation of a national task force to combat sexual assault, particularly on college campuses. Prior to assuming the position at UNC in January, Callum worked as chief regional attorney of the District of Columbia Enforcement Office for the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights. UNC's Title IX office is expanding in 2014 with Callum and the most recent hire, Hillary Delbridge, the new Title IX public communications specialist, coming on board. The Title IX office is in the process of filling 2 additional positions, another case investigator and a program coordinator to help with training.
And I have to say that it's quite unusual for a university to devote the level of resources to this issue, which is why I took the job. Most colleges will have a Title IX coordinator. They're required to do so by Title IX, but it's often somebody who's an assistant athletic coach, or they might be in the human resources department, and it's the second or third responsibility for them.
Since the spring of 2013, UNC's Title IX task force has been working to address student-on-student sexual misconduct. The 22-member task force is broadly based and includes students, faculty, and staff members who specialize in this area. Chair of the task force, Christy Hurt, served as interim Title IX coordinator and is also the director of the Carolina Women's Center. Callum, who has been to 2 task force meetings, said he is benefiting from the work that Hurt has already done. Callum said the task force is taking its time to develop a complaint process that is tailored to the needs and concerns of students rather than just to administration.
The goal is to come up with a policy that the community will buy into. And the way to do that is to have input from the various segments of the community in building the policy from the very start. I think all those have the building blocks, certainly, to develop a process here and change the culture in a way that could be very interesting and unique in the country.
Callum said that there has been frustration expressed on campus about the progress of the task force, with some members of the UNC community wanting to see the results of its work sooner. Callum explained that there are still issues that need to be addressed. Once the policy has been rewritten, it will be presented for campus community feedback and then will go before the administration for final review. Callum did not have an anticipated completion date for the work of the task force.
There are lots of pieces already here that are addressing the issue. My challenge is to knit them together into a comprehensive approach and help identify any gaps and areas where we can improve.
The task force is also trying to ensure compliance with the UNC system's statewide reforms. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Last year, the General Assembly voted to raise tuition for out-of-state UNC students by 12.3%. The increase is scheduled to take effect this fall, and out-of-state students on campus say they're worried. Kayla Gibson has a story from Carolina Connection.
It's an average Friday afternoon. Junior Kendra Benner stops by the Franklin Street Caribou Coffee, a favorite place of hers to get a hot drink, study, and hang out with friends. Benner says she loves the atmosphere of Chapel Hill and the pride she feels being a Tar Heel.
When you tell someone that you go to UNC, there's just this like general sense of like recognition and not just prestige, but love.
However, staying a Tar Heel could get harder next year. Benner's from Chicago. And like all out-of-state students, her tuition is scheduled to increase 12.3% next year. That's almost $3,500 more.
I understand that out-of-state students pay more, but I don't think such a disproportionate percentage-wise increase is fair.
Gustavo Armada is a sophomore from Miami. He says the increase will make the decision to stay at Carolina harder for out-of-state students.
Leaving home is a challenge in itself. So this just like, it just adds another obstacle.
The North Carolina legislature made the decision to increase out-of-state tuition. The decision bypassed the Board of Governors, which was an unusual move. The revenue from the increase will go to the state's general fund instead of directly to the university. Armada says that's unfair.
It's a blatant message, in my opinion, that they don't want as many out-of-state students at the school.
Jenna Robinson is from the Pope Center in Raleigh, which is a conservative group that studies higher education. She says the increase may be good for the university and the state.
If you look at the numbers in the right way, I think that out-of-state tuition is not covering all of the expenditures that UNC Chapel Hill is making on that student.
Robinson says costs not covered include student services, institutional services, and capital costs. In addition, she says that even with student increases, UNC is still low compared to other schools in the nation.
From the students' perspective, where most of our schools are a pretty good deal.
Such a good deal that Kiplinger ranked UNC as the best value in public education in the nation for the 13th year in a row. Student Body Vice President Jacob Moore says even with the ranking, the tuition hikes will discourage out-of-state students from coming to UNC.
We're known for a great value of education, and I don't think that's by coincidence, but the more you raise tuition, the harder it is to consider a school that's more expensive and out of reach.
UNC predicts the higher tuition will lead to a 10% decrease in applicants and a 20% decrease in students who choose to enroll. UNC officials are asking the legislature to repeal the hikes. The legislature reconvenes in May, meaning a decision won't be made until then at the earliest. In Chapel Hill, I'm Kayla Gibson.
Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine at the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs every Saturday morning right here on WCHL at 8:30 during the school year. News around town this morning. Town of Chapel Hill is adding a new parking lot downtown. Today, the town will open the Courtyard parking lot located at 115 South Roberson Street near the west end of Franklin. Town staff say there will be 53 spaces available at this new lot. There are about 1,200 available parking spaces in all in downtown Chapel Hill. And more good economic news. Starting in April, ARCA will begin assembling CM18 cash recyclers at its manufacturing facility in Mebane, transferring operations from Italy. The move will make the Mebane facility the only one in the United States to produce cash recyclers used by banks and credit unions to speed its balancing and inventory functions. ARCA recently won a major award from the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce. Large business of the year. 6:39 at WCHL. Coming up next, Ellie Kinnaird has today's commentary. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Basketball. You'll hear more about Carolina's victory over NC State this past Saturday.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Don't know much about history.
don't know much. If you don't know much about your dream job, make a change today at Durham Tech. This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. We've got continuing education classes, vocational training, and degree programs to get you started on your new career. Check out our website for our new course catalog at durhamtech.edu to start your new life today. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Good morning. It is 6:42 at WCHL. Raining and 54 degrees this morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. I have been critical of Governor Pat McCrory, and rightly so. But for this one, he got it right and deserves great credit. After Christmas, Governor McCrory pardoned two men for crimes they committed decades ago. The men had served their sentence and returned to their community, where they became model citizens. Now the stain of their error and conviction is removed, and they and their family can feel the relief of claiming the productive lives they have lived since. But not for just these two. There are thousands more who need pardons to prove the value of their good lives since they've repaid society for their errors. I've had two cases myself which exemplify these situations. One was a Navy man, like one of those pardoned, who had an exemplary career afterwards, but was limited in how far he could go, including his Iraq assignment, where he was prohibited from going because of his record. Another has worked for 20 years on a job in Florida, but can't move to a higher level in his job because the certifying board won't release him from parole for his misdemeanor committed 26 years ago. With so little, the governor could change the lives of these hundreds, maybe thousands of people and their families. The hidden tragedy of our society is a number of people who committed a stupid crime when they were young, paid their debt, restitution, sentencing, probation, and have lived contributing lives since then, but are unable to get a decent job or move forward in their employment. Please, Governor McCrory, do the right thing and grant them a pardon. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:43 WCHL, let's talk a little Carolina basketball.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
For the 15th time in the last 16 meetings, Carolina topped state Saturday afternoon in the Smith Center. Carolina controlled the first half, leading by 17 at the break, and survived an ugly second half to win 84-70. Here's Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams after the game.
Second half, we didn't finish plays at the basket, and we didn't guard them either. But, you know, when you go 17 for 45 in the three-second lane or in the paint's what the stat sheet says. But 17 for 45, most of the time you don't win. But we caught State on a day where they didn't make a bunch of their shots. At one point in the first half, I leaned over to our staff and I said, the only people shooting the ball worse than we are is them.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses,
Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
For the second consecutive game, free throws played a big role in the Tar Heel win as the Heels went 25 of 33 against the Pack from the stripe. That's 76.5%.
We were more aggressive and got to the line, except for James Michael, everybody shot him really, really well. We made that percentage in the second half of 15 to 17 you'd always like. 25 for 33 for us is, needless to say, better than we usually do. And 15 to 17 is second. I'm ecstatic about it.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Well, I tell you what, James Michael McAdoo was really aggressive on Saturday against North Carolina State. And I think he just worked on those free throws a little more. 6:46 at WCHL. Another sports news. You might have gone to bed last night before it was all over. You might want to know that the Seattle Seahawks blew out the Denver Broncos last night in the Super Bowl. 43-8, the final score. Russell Wilson tossed a pair of touchdown passes. Seahawks capitalized on a bunch of Broncos mistakes in a stunningly easy upset. Peyton Manning did not have a good day, to say the least. Seahawks defense was suffocating, and it was all Seattle. 43-8, the final score. It is time now for Freddie Kiger's Trivia Quiz. Just a few minutes here. Celebrity birthdays. And today's WCHL Hometown Hero all coming up. But first, we'll have our traffic and weather together right after this.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know to review your auto policy well in advance of your teenager getting a driver's license? Adding a teenager to an automobile policy can triple your premiums. And if you don't have a stable relationship with your insurance company or agent, you may have a hard time securing the most preferred pricing. If you want to discuss strategies for keeping your costs low and providing the most protection for your family, call Hein Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your auto policy. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
On Thursday, February 6th, the UNC Hospital's Beacon Child and Family Program will hold its 9th annual fundraiser event, the Silent No More Auction, hosted by Molly Maid of Chapel Hill and Miss Molly Foundation. The Beacon Program provides critically needed support to victims and survivors of family violence. The Silent No More Auction will take place from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Carolina Club on UNC's campus. Special thanks to patrons Molly Maid of Chapel Hill, the Miss Molly Foundation, UNC Healthcare System, and WCHL.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54, where you can register to win Carolina Duke basketball tickets by liking them on their Facebook page. Enter now for a chance to win, and also check out other special offers available from Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54 in Chapel Hill. Great place to eat and also watch the game, whatever that game might be. A lot of folks there yesterday for the Super Bowl, for example. And here we go. Rand Northam is here, all dressed up and ready to go for another big day in the WCHL newsroom.
That's right.
A lot of things going on, man. This is a busy place.
It sure is.
You preside over an amazing area of frenzied activity back there.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the Super Bowl, and boy, there were some disappointed people last night, and not on one side or another, but everybody. That game was just horrible.
Just like to see a better game.
It was terrible.
You know, you could say that the blowout Super Bowl was back.
Yep, that's right.
Definitely was a blowout. Well, what's happening in traffic this morning?
Traffic right now moving smoothly for the most part. We do see a small slowdown, 15501 southbound between NC 54 and Manning Drive. Otherwise, things moving smoothly right now on I-40, the Durham Freeway. Elsewhere on 15501, NC 54, NC 86. Franklin Street, Estes Drive, and other areas moving nice and smoothly this morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
By the way, sad about Philip Seymour Hoffman.
It's been Yeah, it's been hitting me all weekend, ever since hearing it, that it's, or I guess since yesterday, not all weekend, but just terrible.
For the life of me, I can't understand how anybody would ever get involved with heroin.
Yeah, he was clean for, I didn't realize his drug addiction of so long, but he was actually, you know, he had the problem when he was in his 20s.
Yeah.
And then clean for 23 years.
Yeah.
And just so sad.
He was a great actor, but
he really was.
And I may surprise you a little bit by saying this, but you know what my favorite role of Philip Seymour Hoffman was?
What's that? In Twister.
Pirate Radio.
Pirate Radio. I still haven't seen that.
You've got to see that. Gotta see that.
Gotta see it.
It's about a radio station.
That's right.
On a ship.
That's
basically.
Right. Yeah.
So
I've been looking forward to seeing that ever since it came out, and I've definitely got to go see it now.
Got to do it.
But Twister too. He was.
Yeah.
He was really kind of. I mean, he was kooky in Twister. I don't know how he was in Pirate Radio.
A little bit kooky. In a lot of things.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, and, yeah, I mean, great actor and such a loss. And the third Hunger Games, part two of the third Hunger Games, is unknown at this point. We don't know where in that process they were filming, because we were talking about it yesterday, my wife and I, that they were filming both of those together. So we'll see. Yeah. You know, how that last movie is going
to
go.
They're likely to have to alter some things because he's no longer available. So,
that's right. So
that'll change. Hey, listen, thanks.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather. Looks like this. It is 54 degrees and wet. A little light rain coming down right now. Showers, 90% chance of it all day. High today only in the upper 50s, so it's really not going to change very much. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies. And the lows in the low 30s. And the tomorrow, rain and drizzle likely again. 70% chance tomorrow. Much cooler temperatures. Tomorrow's high only in the upper 30s. Temperatures will stay steady tomorrow night. Temperatures remaining in the upper 30s. And an 80% chance of rain coming tomorrow night. 80% chance of rain on Wednesday as well. Doesn't sound too good, does it? WCHL's celebrity birthdays now. We'll start with comedian Shelley Berman, 89 years old today. Football Hall of Famer Fran Tarkenton, 74. Actress Bridget Hanley, 73. Actress Blythe Danner, 71. Very talented singer Dennis Edwards, at one time the lead singer of The Temptations, 71 years old today. Football Hall of Famer Bob Greasy, 69. Dave Davies of the Kinks, 67. Some good Kinks music in the pirate radio, by the way. Melanie is 67 years old today. I've got a brand new roller skate, and you've got a brand new... No, it's the other way around. You've got a brand new pair of roller skates. I've got a brand new key. Melanie's 67 years old today. Actress Morgan Fairchild is 64. Actress Pamela Franklin, 64. Actor Nathan Lane is 58 years old today. Actor-director Keith Gordon, 53. Actress Michelle Green is 52 years old today. Actress Maura Tierney, 49. Actress Elisa Donovan, 43. Singer-songwriter Jessica Harp, 32 years old today. Actress Rebel Wilson is 28. And some Chapelboro folks celebrating birthdays today. Sindra Kirshner, Mindy Morton, Virginia Campos, Justin Webb, James Aaron, Derek Brown, Emmanuel Curry, Marcella Little. These are all local folks. Christine Martin, Naomi Nichols, Bob Davis, Liz Reap, Virginia Derschel. And our birthday winner of the day today is Carolyn Stotts. No relation to Stutz. It's actually different. Carolyn Stotts. And Carolyn gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they love taking care of their customers, and they'll take care of you too. Carolyn Stotts, happy birthday from the UPS stores. And all of us here at WCHL.
All right, Monday morning, I'm Ron Setz, along with Freddie Collier. Welcome in, buddy.
Jeff, fun watching the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl Sunday was an experience.
Yep.
Always is.
Did you like Bruno Mars?
Yeah, I think he did a pretty good job. I think he's really a pretty talented guy.
Yeah, I mean, I like his ability to, you know. I mean, a lot of his music sounds kind of like stuff we grew up on, too, you know?
Yeah, some, yeah.
Yeah, some of it.
He's a really talented guy.
I think so.
I don't have any problem with Bruno Mars at all.
It's tough. Anybody who's a Super Bowl halftime act, you're trying to pack in.
Yeah, you're trying to appeal to everybody.
Trying to appeal to everybody in a short amount of time, and it's just over the top.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Well, one of these days, Freddie and I are going to appear at
and we're going to be doing trivia.
Super Bowl halftime.
You can win a $10 million gift certificate to something.
We'll do rock and roll trivia at halftime with Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be fun?
But in the meantime, today we're going to do streets.
Streaks?
Streets.
Oh, streets. T. Streets. I T. thought you meant streaks like Ray Stevens.
Yeah. No, I wasn't bringing up the
streets.
The streaker ban law.
All right, he was standing over by the pole beans. Nothing on but a smile.
But a smile.
All right, streets like.
Like Franklin.
Like roads.
Street.
Lanes.
Yes.
Courts.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Circles.
Drive.
Yes. Yeah. If Rodeo Drive is in Beverly Hills and Lake Shore Drive is in Chicago.
So in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, exactly. What city would we be in if we were on Carnaby Street?
Carnaby Street. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
If Rodeo Drive is in Beverly Hills and Lake Shore Drive, the more famous one, of course, in Chapel Hill would be our favorite, but the more famous one nationally would be in Chicago. What city would we be in if we were on Carnaby Street?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Lori Clark is today's WCHL hometown hero. Lori does so many great things in this community, and she's one of those people who always smiles every time you see her. Lori works with the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program, a part of the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools system. She was nominated for special recognition today by Greg Meyer.
For our program, Lori works with our high school students. She runs our Youth Leadership Institute, and she helps our high school students prepare for and get into college.
Live simply, love generously, care deeply, speak kindly, and leave the rest to God. That's Lori Clark's philosophy on life.
It's impossible to separate Lori's work at Blue Ribbon from her life in the community. She is always helping students and families wherever she is, whenever she's out and about. On Martin Luther King Day, the Chapel Hill Carborough branch of the NAACP awarded Lori Clark the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Service Award for the work that she does with Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate, as well as the volunteer work that she does in the community through First Baptist Church.
We can tell you this, Lori Clark is just the kind of person you love being around, whether that's out in the community or on an everyday basis at work.
We all love working with Lori because she keeps her priorities on the students, which is important, and she always keeps a good balance between working hard and having a great time, and so we're always able to laugh together even while we're working with really difficult situations.
For Lori Clark, it's always been important to give back to the community.
Lori grew up in Carborough. Her family's been in Carborough for several generations, and she lived outside of North Carolina for a little while, but when she came back, her mission was to reinvest in the community.
Thanks to Greg Meyer for the recommendation, but really, this was an easy call. Lori Clark, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
658 at WCHL. A lot of phone calls this morning.
Freddie Kiger, Carnaby Street is in London, right?
Yes!
Yep.
England swings.
Like a pendulum do.
Yes.
Bobby's on bicycles, two by two. Remember that?
Roger Miller.
I don't know. When you said Carnaby Street, I immediately thought London.
Yeah,
you know, the Beatles,
and
British Invasion.
Yeah, in the 60s jumped into my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the pedestrianized shopping street in the city of Westminster, London.
And congratulations to Elaine Rosenbacher, who called in with the answer to the question. Elaine gets a swap trivia prize and gets $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair Expressions. It's half off. Hair care services at the salon on West Rosemary Street. Get highlights, a shampoo, and style for only $25. Or a shampoo, cut, and style for only $20. And spend only $15 for a men's shampoo, cut, and style. Carol Spangler has been creating hairstyles for over 17 years and says she keeps caring until the client says it's right. It's half off from Hair Expressions. It's available for limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, it's raining right now. A little light rain out there. Showers all day. 90% chance of rain today. High today in the upper 50s. We're 54 right now, so that means that temperatures are really not going to change a lot all day.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Carolina basketball.
Alley-oop to McAdoo.
On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nahn. Seattle fans have reason to celebrate the Seahawks rolling over the Broncos 43-8.
It's all worth it. You know, this is what you love sports for. This is incredible.
Denver fans embarrassed.
Being a Bronco fan, it's pretty bad.
The Broncos gave it away.
CBS's Steve Futterman on the Super Bowl blowout.
It was a Seattle slaughter.
Your Seahawks, Super Bowl 48 champion.
The Seahawks scored on the very first play from scrimmage and never looked back. And Seattle's defense, the best in the league, held Denver scoreless until the third quarter. Seattle wide receiver Golden Tate.
This all came together. I mean, offense played well, defense played well, special teams played well.
The weather turned out to be no problem. It was 49 degrees at kickoff. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Super Bowl in New Jersey.
A few arrests overnight in Seattle, fans over-celebrating.
There were fans in